You might not have noticed, but the U.S. national debt just surpassed $38 trillion. $38 trillion. I know. Get used to it. And just when we were used to saying $37 trillion, well, here we are at $38. Now, how long did it take to go from $37 trillion to $38 trillion? Well, the $37 trillion mark was reached on August 11th. So roughly, let's just round it out to about 75 days ago. Got it? 75 days. Actually, a little bit less than that, but you get the idea. Now, previously, it would take, you know, longer than 75 days, but that time duration to have the next trillion continues to shrink. So we're going to hit $40 trillion in national debt by the spring of next year. And because the rate of debt increase is itself rising, what that means is that the 75 days is going to shrink to something like, well, 60 days pretty soon, and then 45 days, and then 30 days, and then we'll be at that point that I've predicted, which is $1 trillion a month added to the national debt. Now, at $1 trillion a month, you might wonder, who's going to buy our debt? You know, what's going to happen to treasuries? Well, yeah, at some point, they get abandoned by anybody that's got any sense. And then the Federal Reserve will print the currency to buy our own debt. Well, they're already doing some of that, but that will increase. And then that will, of course, result in a feedback loop of even faster compounding debt. And then we'll be adding $1 trillion every 20 days, and then every 15 days, and then every week, if we make it that far. And that's the real question is, at what point does the system fall apart? Understand that the system will crater. There is 0% chance, an actual zero, like in that movie, The Big Short, zero, you know, when the guy stands up in that conference, there's a 0% chance that these loans are good. Yeah, there's a 0% chance that the United States of America is going to remain financially solvent and functional. 0% chance. The treasury market will go into default. We won't be able to pay the debts that we owe. The dollar is going to collapse. The U.S. government probably will collapse, and there will be rapid decentralization. And, you know, Trump is accelerating us to that point. Trump is accelerating us to that point. Now, it's not all his fault, because, as I've said, Trump inherited, quote, the long-term problem of short-term thinking. But he himself is also a short-term thinker. He just wants to be able to announce something that makes him popular, you know, today, or something before the midterms. But he's not really planning on long-term things that can keep America solvent either. I mean, not realistically. But ask yourself this question. Can we add $1 trillion a week to the national debt and still find buyers of treasuries? Probably not. So we are at 75 days right now between trillions. Somewhere between that and, you know, every 7 days, somewhere in the middle of that, the system craters. We just don't know where exactly. But when the system craters, obviously people who are holding on to treasuries or probably stocks in the stock market will also take a nosedive. But people who are holding dollars in terms of bank deposits, etc., they will lose almost everything. And the ones that will emerge from this with their assets will obviously be those who have gold and silver or land or commodities or who own factories or who own oil wells or solar farms or whatever, you know, real things. Also ammunition, you might say, tractor equipment, you know, things that are real and physical and useful. But gold and silver will lead the way. And I believe that the price drop that we saw recently has already stabilized. There's a new sort of sideways move now in silver right around the $49 per ounce point. And gold recovered quite a bit as well. And I think after this reconsolidation, my guess is that because of the things Trump is doing in the world, creating more instability, more sanctions on Russian oil companies, more tariff threats against China, etc. It's pretty clear that more and more countries and wealthy people around the world are going to continue to dive into gold and silver. They're going to keep acquiring it because they don't trust Western currencies in particular, and they certainly don't trust the dollar. Now, it's interesting that Trump is accelerating this process of the total financial demise of the U.S. empire. And I put out a post on this that I'd like to read for you. Few Americans realize this, but the reason Trump is gaining in popularity in China, Russia, and Iran is because people in those countries increasingly see Trump as being such an economic buffoon that he's accelerating the collapse of the U.S. empire. He's gutting supply chains, printing currency to oblivion, launching sketchy crypto schemes to try to boost treasury buying, and accelerating the global shift towards BRICS settlement systems that bypass U.S. sanctions. On top of that, it's widely known that these promises of trillions of dollars in investments from corporations and foreign nations will be dragged out and largely delayed until Trump leaves office, at which point many of those projects will simply be forgotten. Internationally, Trump is seen as practically a Trojan horse that's destroying America and bringing in a multipolar world economy where the dollar is increasingly abandoned and the U.S. empire is history. Domestically, Trump is bringing in the new world order utopia, I'm saying that sarcastically, of mass spying and surveillance while calling it freedom. This is why China and Russia want Trump to stay in power as long as possible, even if they pay high costs themselves in terms of war and economic sanctions. In the long run, they think watching Trump burn down the USA is totally worth it from their point of view. So that's the way the world sees Trump. It's like, yeah, Trump's awesome because he's tearing down America, which is a thorn in the side of all these other countries. If Trump were making America truly strong again and reestablishing global dollar dominance and backing the dollar with gold, you know, and acting as a country that actually has some kind of rule of law, morality, human rights, instead of just bombing speedboats off the coast of Venezuela, well, then the world, they wouldn't like Trump. They wouldn't want him to stay in power because he would be making America too strong and too successful. But the opposite is happening. Trump is making America weaker, more indebted, more of the laughingstock of the world. With every sanction and every tariff that Trump announces, the whole world now just rolls their eyes, either laughs or chokes. Like, oh my God, there's Trump again pretending to be an economist, but he's not. He doesn't know anything about economics. He really doesn't. I mean, that's become quite clear, and Besant doesn't know much about economics either, it turns out, which you would think that would be the qualification for his position, but no. So the U.S. is just making enemies. The U.S. is running around the world like a bully, like a tyrant, threatening to break everybody's knees with a baseball bat. But what the U.S. is finding out is that it can no longer credibly threaten all these other nations. Because when Trump threatened India, he said, stop buying oil from Russia. India said, no. No, Mr. Trump, no. And then China also said, nope, go pound sand. And even these new sanctions on Russia, Russia is saying, so what? We already know how to bypass your stupid, silly sanctions. So, you know, Trump cannot credibly threaten the world any longer. The world is done with America's bullying. And America has lost that power to just run around the world and threaten everybody. The only people still following America are our own allies, who America is destroying. That would include Germany, the United Kingdom, etc., European countries, and also Taiwan. You know, Trump has engaged in extreme economic harm against Taiwan, demanding that they manipulate their own currency to make it more favorable to America. And at the same time, America blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, which devastated industry in Germany and across Western Europe. As we've said before, the only thing more dangerous than being America's enemy is being America's ally. If you're an ally of America, Trump will punish you. Trump might destroy your industry. Now, you might say, well, he's doing that on purpose to the British royalty and the city of London because they're a bunch of evil vampire pedophiles who also carried out, you know, the Russia collusion dossier against Trump, and they tried to destroy Trump. So maybe there's a revenge action going on there. Or maybe Trump has just decided that it's time to rid the world of the evil of the British Empire, which I think everybody would agree with that. But then he pretends that the UK is our ally, while, you know, destroying their economy and their energy supply and also taking all their gold and silver, which is doubly hilarious, as the UK is cracking down on its own citizens for posting mean tweets. I mean, throwing them in jail for tweets, things like that. So yeah, nobody in the world is going to miss the British Empire completely collapsing and British leadership, you know, being dragged through the streets by their own revolting population. Like, nobody's going to shed a tear for that. It'd probably be like a celebration around the world, actually, especially in India, given the history. Well, and all the other dozens of countries that the British Empire invaded and colonized and carried out, you know, mass genocide. There's going to be a celebration worldwide when the British Empire is completely destroyed. But that doesn't mean that the U.S. is going to fare much better in the long run. Trump is also destroying America with these devastating economic policies of massive money printing and destroying America's supply chains through tariffs and blacklisting Chinese companies and things like that. So get ready for some very difficult times ahead in the United States. Our currency is a dumpster fire. It's a flaming dumpster fire that somebody poured gasoline on and then lit it with the Roman candles or something. It's a flaming, bursting dumpster fire, and there's going to be nothing left but ash at the end of this. So get out of dollars, decentralize your finances, get out of the banking system, get into something that does not have counterparty risk. It's a pretty short list. That list includes things like gold and silver. Some people would argue Bitcoin because it's so decentralized, but I don't know what's going to happen to the Bitcoin price long term. Even though I have very high confidence that gold and silver will continue to climb, I don't know what's going to happen to Bitcoin. So, you know, do your own research as always. I'm not your financial advisor, but land will have value, especially if it's got fresh water on it, if it's good soil, if it can produce food, or if it's in the right location for real estate valuations. Factories, you know, oil wells, copper mines, you know, lots of things in the real world will have value, but the dollar won't be one of them. And this can happen suddenly. So get prepared now as best you can. I want to give credit to our gold and silver sponsor, Battalion Metals. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And now I can, well, I was sworn to silence on this for a long time, but I can now reveal that one of the co-founders of Battalion Metals is Tucker Carlson. And that's been made public now. And remember when I used to recommend our gold and silver company, Treasure Island? Well, it's the same company. It's the same founding partners, the same family. They formed a new brand name, a new venture. And now I can tell you they formed that new venture with Tucker Carlson. So Battalion Metals, you can see Tucker Carlson on the website now. And they quote him, "When you realize the central banks are a scam, you buy gold. But what do you do when you realize that a lot of the big gold companies are a scam? You buy from Battalion." That's right. Tucker's correct, because Battalion won't scam you. They don't sell you overpriced weird denominations and bait and switch tactics, none of that garbage. That's the reason I work with Battalion, because I've known this family for many, many years, and I've worked with them, and they're honest and trustworthy, and they protect your privacy, etc. So metalswithmike.com, And you can use discount code RANGER if you purchase medals from them to be shipped to you. Use the code RANGER, and they will waive the shipping insurance fee. And that will save you a little bit. I mean, a fraction of a percent, but, you know, hey, it's every little bit counts, right? So check out Battalion Medals, and you'll find a very competitive prices there. Now, in terms of your overall assets, I've had people ask me lots of questions like, should I get out of my IRA, you know, or should I drain my bank account and use it to buy gold? Hey, I can't answer those questions for you. I'm not your financial advisor. However, we have a financial coach that can help you research these issues. And that's a part of our AI engine at brightu.ai. Or you can just go to brighteon.ai and it will forward you there. And if you scroll down on the homepage a little bit, you'll see a wellness coach and a financial coach and a survival coach and also an ingredients analyzer. Click on the financial coach and you can start asking it financial questions. Now, understand there's a big disclaimer on the page along with the answers that this is not a licensed financial advisor and that AI can make mistakes and that you should always verify critical information, especially information that comes out of AI, because AI is a gestalt of knowledge. It can know a lot of things, but it's not good at citing references. It doesn't know where the knowledge came from, and sometimes it can hallucinate. So do not rely entirely on AI to make financial decisions. You can use it for research. You can use it for education, to teach yourself concepts. You can ask questions, get good answers. It may give you some questions for your actual financial advisor if you have one. Or you can just roll like I do. I don't have any financial advisors because I know more than they do. And you're probably in the same boat if you listen to it. I mean, frankly, if I were to sit down with a licensed financial advisor, I would have to educate them about things like what is money, because they don't know. So I don't even waste my time with that, but that's up to you. That's your decision. But you know, it's like, I can't dumb myself down enough to talk to a licensed financial advisor in the mainstream. There might be a few that are special, that are well-educated. Maybe some of you listening to this, maybe you're one of those, but they're very rare, hard to find. If you do find one, work with them. If they love gold and silver, if they know what real money is, if they know the history of the Federal Reserve, and they read The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin, yeah, stick with that financial advisor because they know what's up. If they voted for Ron Paul, you know, probably they know something about economics. But the mainstream ones are just going to tell you, oh, just buy, you know, 60-40 stocks and bonds. Gold is an ancient relic. Don't buy it. Blah, blah, blah. Here, put your money in this fund that we set up, and then 5 years later, they run off with all your money. Yeah, that's sort of mainstream financial advisors that I don't mess with. Gold and silver in your hands has zero counterparty risk. You understand? Nobody else has to keep their word for your gold and silver to continue to be in your possession. Whereas a bank account, the bank has to keep its word when you want your money back one day. And by that time, that bank may be gone. You know, bankrupt. In fact, I did a podcast recently about the coming wave of consumer debt defaults. Did you know that consumers in America owe $18 trillion? Yeah, $18 trillion. Most of that's housing, about 70% of that. But they also owe all kinds of money on credit cards, on autos, medical debt. Oh yeah, student loans. Yeah, that's also huge. I think student loans is the second one. So you put all that together, that's $18 trillion. Well, as those people start to get replaced by robots, which will accelerate next year, they're not going to be able to make their payments. So you're going to have a wave of defaults in the banks that fund all this consumer debt. They're going to go belly up. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, bank. You know, it's just going to be, they're gone. What's that South Park line? And it's gone. So that's what's going to happen. You can avoid that by having gold and silver in your own hands. So check that out. Consider that. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But get ready, because The U.S. national debt is going to be increasing soon at $1 trillion every month. That's coming. So get ready. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can check out more of my podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com or my AI engine at Brighteon.ai. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Power up with Groovy Bee and Boku Organic Super Fuel Blend. 9 superfoods in one clean, plant-based mix. Glyphosate tested, low in heavy metals. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.